I swear these other podcasts are just a waste of time. I'm skipping through them, I'd rather listen and change my mind. Wes and Nick always help me through my daily grind. Your favorite guys, your favorite lines, change my mind. I swear these other podcasts are just a waste of time. I'm skipping through them, I'd rather listen and change my mind. Wes and Nick always help me through my daily grind. Your favorite guys, your favorite lines, change my mind.
Yeah.
And welcome back to another edition of the Change My Mind podcast.
I will change my mind because I don't have to, because I'm an American.
Yes, you are. And I'm Wesley Sykes. And through the other side of the ether is the groom to my bride. It's Mr. Nicholas J. Eskfryer, summer married man for hire.
Yeah. By the time everybody's hearing this, that is accurate. That is for travel. It's weird. Not the timestamp things, but traveling into the future like that is kind of. It's something. I've been thinking about it a lot, obviously, and it's well, I hope you had a good time, Wes, at the wedding.
Yeah, I had a great time, and I think, you know, of course, this week we'll be sharing our best weddings in film as Nick has now made the step over into the realm of holy matrimony. So this will be a main segment only episode. No trending now, no comic book minute, no Discharge Depot, just the meat and potatoes. So, but I do have an intro question for you, and you kind of prefaced it here, so. You're kind of living in the future right now. So let's imagine that, you know, the audience right now thinks that we are actually a few weeks ahead and you are married. So How was the wedding?
It was great. It was everything that I hoped it would be.
She showed up.
Yes, she showed up. I think Billy D embarrassed himself, though, at the wedding. So, that's, you know, I don't know. I didn't come back from that one.
Is that okay? Well, do you have, you know, much like there were some odd sets during the bachelor party, you know, now I'm going to ask you to go back in time to the present, not to the future here. Do you have an odds on favorite for someone who's going to embarrass themselves if not Billy already?
Yes. No, it's not even Billy's not even remotely on my radar. No, there's number one with a bullet in my head. I don't want to. I'll tell you who it is outside of this. But yeah, no, there's number one. Yes.
Did I meet this person already?
Nope. Okay. You have not. No. That would be my. That person is my number one. And outside of that,
is it like an obscure aunt?
Yeah. No.
Mix like some prescription pills with too many glasses of Chardonnay, and then kick her shoes off on the dance floor. That sort of thing. Or
yeah, I don't know. No, it's not. It's not. It's not family. Yeah. I will tell. I will tell you who it is afterwards. I promise you that.
Oh, all right. This is good. That's what we like to call a big market tease, just for myself, not for the listeners at home. Mm-hmm. You will stay denied there. But let's go right into the main topic, shall we?
Yes, sir.
All right. Best weddings in film here. Not by decade. I'm going to delete that from the script. We're going to be discussing all the different weddings that appeared in movie and cinema and film history. Not all of them, of course, but our personal favorites. Nick and I will be going back and forth, tit for tat, with our top seven, and then give some honorable mentions before we get to the first one here, or number one overall. But Nick, why don't you lead us off with your number seven best wedding in movie?
Yeah, so as we talked about beforehand, we both looked at this from different angles, as we always do, which is what makes our show so special. Mm-hmm. And I definitely, with this one, really like this movie, but also this would be a terrible fucking wedding to be
your wedding. It's going to be a reoccurring theme.
To be a part of, to be the bride or groom, ready or not. So this movie starts out with the couple, like, already married, like they got all the things done, and it's just the family. Mm-hmm, and it's a small thing afterwards, and basically the bride has married into this family where they have to hunt her down the night of her wedding. Instead of like consummating the marriage, they hunt her down as part of a game, and throughout the whole house they have these like old medieval weapons. And basically the reason they have to do it and try and axe her is there's like an old family curse. So if she survives by the end of the story, then the family's screwed. And if she dies, then they're fine.
So this is a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. It's more of it's a horror. It's not like there's some gritty, gory moments, but it's not like, you know, The Conjuring type of scary.
Gotcha. All right. So maybe more like a Get Out type of scary.
Yeah. 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 Maybe right in the middle of that.
Yep. Okay. All right. There. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard of this movie, and that makes sense because it's a horror movie. Now, I don't think I would want, so they're already married. This is like almost like in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, the husband's like totally doesn't want to do it, but there's like nothing.
I can see why.
He can't stop his family. Like he legitimately, well, you know, if you're in that situation and you're going to, you know, this is going to happen, maybe you're just like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to marry a woman that I actually love, so I don't have to put her through this. But then that wasn't the case. So,
and well, maybe you just ditched the family at that point because they're crazy. You know, like maybe you just elope and then move to the other side of the country.
Yes, that probably would have been the smart move. That's probably the first loophole in this story. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, you just don't let them know. You just go and get married. You know, you just go to, you know, town hall, city hall, and just sign the paperwork. Nothing fancy, no frills.
Although they are loaded, so it would probably be tough to tell your significant other, like, yeah, my family's loaded, but I think we should just elope. Like, I don't want to, like, it's like, because then it's like, oh, why am I marrying into a family where it's that bad that you can't, like, what's
going on here? That's true. But if the groom presumably knows this his whole life, right? It's not like, oh, we're dating and then he finds out and then has to tell her. So maybe you just don't even tell her you have a family. Be like, I was adopted.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. You kind of have like a Bruce Wayne situation there where it's like, My family died, but they left me all this money.
But then if you go to a confession right before your wedding and then father asks you, what are your sins? And then she's like, well, I basically lied to my wife. Like, we're getting married. There's a big lie at the center of our marriage. And if she ever finds out, she's probably going to be pissed.
But I think, and I might be overstepping my boundaries here, I think the priest would understand, be like, hey, I'm trying to save a life here. So like a lie in exchange for her life, that might be a good lie.
Yeah, I think he'd have you know, I was just thinking you should put on your bio, you're the holiest man in the DSG, so you can,
you know, I could to... if you need someone to step in, you know, during the wedding there, I can just kind of say the nuptials, say the vows, you know, I can do that.
I am surprised at how many people have actually like been available for that. Like, I know you're like half joking at least, but like,
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't be available. I'm not ordained but or anything like that.
I had someone from work. I have a buddy who's like married people before who's going to be there. Like, I have a couple buddies that have done that. I bet you Tim would do it too if we asked him to.
I can imagine Tim. What is it? Not mastering a wedding. What would he be?
What is it? Officiant?
Officiating. Officiating a wedding. That's it. Yes. I can see him officiating a wedding there for sure.
Yeah. Anyways,
maybe not ready or not though.
No. You know what? Maybe he'd be perfect for that.
Actually, that might be the one that he does do. Yeah, exactly. All right. So that's your number seven. My number seven is Bridesmaids with Tim Heidecker and Maya Rudolph's wedding. It's extravagance beyond belief there. I'm not sure if I would want to be Tim Heidecker in that situation or the father. I think Annie is Maya Rudolph's character. I wouldn't want to be Annie's father there because the whole time he's great. He's like, we don't have to pay for any of this shit. You know, why is everyone taking me seriously? I don't want to pay for this shit. That's a funny position. But all of the Bridezilla drama, everything like that, to be a fly on the wall, could be some really great. You could get some really great scenes. You do get some really great scenes out of the wedding party there. So whether you're at the bridal engagement, bridal shower, engagement party, you know, you're having very high class parties, you know, you're having a lot of party favors. They got married on the water. They had Wilson Phillips to perform.
Yeah.
It seems like a fun time. You know, like maybe I could get a free golden retriever puppy to match with Cody. You know, that's all. It's a win-win if you're a guest. I'm not sure if I would want to be in the wedding party or, you know, part of be the groom there.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to be dealing with Helen, Rose Byrne's character in that one. But yeah.
Yeah. You always want to keep someone like that at a distance. Yeah. You want to be on her good side, but you don't want to get too close either.
Yeah, and what was that, the band's name again that you...
Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, when at that point, the dad's like, I'm not paying for this. Like,
yeah.
Like, where did this come from?
I'm not joking.
Yeah, but looking at Kristen Wiig too, it's just like, she, like the whole thing, it's like so extravagant. Like, but also, kind of tacky, some of it too. Like that, the heart animation in the background. I'm just like, what? I would never want that.
But if you get a little lemonade upon arrival that you can put into your car, even if you don't have a cup holder, you know, mm-hmm. like that seems very nice. Like someone yes. sitting on a horse waiting for you to receive mm-hmm. you and tell you where to go when yep. there's only one road. So, you know, like that's extravagance like that for like just the sake of extravagance. I'm all here for in weddings. I don't want it for my personal life, but to be a part of it is nice every once in a while.
Yeah, definitely. Totally fine with it if it's not my wedding, 100%. But yes, like I like that, some nice stuff, but that's ridiculous. but that sign in the background, I so strange. Like, doesn't it say like she said yes? Isn't that like one of the animations? Like, just I don't know.
It might be. I see. I'm kind of drawing a blank on that there. I'm just thinking about all the. The nice bad stuff. Brazilian meat that they ate throughout there that gave them explosive diarrhea.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it's amazing the things that stick with us. But okay, so my number six is actually Palm Springs. And this wedding was so nice that they lived it over and over and over again. So this is Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti. And I think this came out in 2020 or it was like right at or 2021 or like 2019.
But pandemic this, time for sure.
Yes. This was a Hulu movie though. And like this wedding is like, it's nice. It's like at a nice resort type thing, definitely in a tropical location. But the thing is, it's just that they're stuck living this thing over and over again. Now, where maybe there's some awkwardness to that, for me, it's like, well, you know, weddings tend to be fun. So there are worse things that could happen in the course of it all.
You would have an open bar for life.
This is very true. This is very true. You couldn't make any progress on anything in life. That would probably give me hives. But you'd have a fun time the whole time.
But you wouldn't have any regression either, too. So you're just right in the perpetual moment there, you know?
And as they go along in it, too, like Kristen Milioti's character kind of catches on where it's like, you can kind of do whatever the hell you want. So you can say anything. So it's like,
that's
so like
true.
You,
yeah.
You can tell someone who, hey, maybe like you have a friend or a friend of like, if it's not your wedding, so maybe like a sibling's friend or a relative, whoever, who's pissed you off and you've always wanted to kind of say something, you can see what happens in that scenario.
That's true. So you get to try everything out in kind of a safe practice mode environment there. That's pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's pretty interesting. And just have to deal with the repercussions for 24 hours.
Bingo. Yep.
Yeah. Just make it through the day. Yeah, I like that there. Okay. Although, you know, as great as weddings are, I think as I get into my more advanced age, I think the best, you know, sometimes the best parts of weddings are knowing that you can leave and go home after.
Yeah,
it's a lot, you know. It's nice to get dressed up, but it's like, you know, everyone's kind of on all the whole time, and so you deplete that energy tank pretty quickly. I feel like
everybody needs to say a prayer for Wes because he is doing back-to-back weddings the weekend of my wedding, and he's traveling quite a bit for it.
Oh yeah, it's all gonna be good stuff. I gotta be back in Massachusetts 9 a.m the next day. Because Jules has to go get makeup and everything as the maid of honor for her sister's weddings. It's going to be a fun 48 hours for sure.
Oh, my.
I'm taking off the Tuesday after that, too, so I can have a two-day recovery.
Nice. Nice. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely here. All right, so you got your number six, Palm Springs. My number six is That's My Boy. Little Donnie Berger special there. Andy Samberg also in this movie here with Adam Sandler. First and foremost, it's a Cape Cod wedding.
Of course.
How do I know this? They filmed it in Falmouth, Massachusetts. My stepmother, who makes wedding cakes as a business, made the cake for this movie. However, it wasn't used in any of the final cuts. But she actually made the cake and brought it to the set and everything like that. So I'm pretty sure it was filmed. I want to say in Falmouth, maybe down in Chatham area, but
that's awesome. I didn't know that. Like, I knew it was filmed there, but I didn't know that she was involved. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, didn't get to meet anyone or anything like that, but that's some cool. She's had some pretty cool moments. Has been on the Food Network, you know, a couple of times and stuff like that. So she's done some cool things. Has a Super Bowl ring, made a cake for Bob Kraft. Yeah. So that's first and foremost, Cape Cod wedding. Who doesn't love that? I know that was my wedding there. But you have Todd Peterson. You know, I'm not sure if I would want to be him. That's Andy Samberg, aka Han Solo Burger. But you see him grow a spine in this too, which is nice, because as you're entering into the new phase of life, it's a bit of a what am I trying to say? A larva blossoming into a butterfly moment there, you know, breaking out of the cocoon. It's your next step. So he kind of has a little self-revelation about himself there. You have, again, Donnie Burger and Vanilla Ice. Those are great wedding guests to ham it up with in an open bar situation. You know, Burger's always got beers on him. You know, he's just pulling them out left and right there. But it is bad vibes because you find out the bride is fucking her brother and is and Donnie or Todd Burger, Han Solo Burger's boss. So, you know, this might be a situation. Again, I don't know if I want to be in the wedding per se, but to be a fly on the wall and watch all this unfold, to be right on the Atlantic coast, the Cape Cod Bay coast, have an open bar, have some hors d'oeuvres. Nice scene.
Yeah, well, the big thing that with the movies, I mean, the movies that we're talking about, the weddings that we're talking about, like, with, you're going to have stories to tell people afterwards, too. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them you may not survive, but three of the four so far, they're interesting stories. And the brother is Chad, right? The Milo Ventimiglia, right? That's the brother?
Yeah, yeah. So he's okay. like a military guy. He's actually really funny. I remember going back and watching some of the clips. This is like an underrated Adam Sandler movie that kind of puts him back in the fold with like that wedding singer, Big Daddy, Mr. Deeds type roles there. So this was a fun movie to kind of go back and revisit.
Yeah, this is Milo again, Ventimiglia. I think I'm saying his name right. He's an interesting character. He has a pretty good range when you look at like his catalog, because obviously This Is Us is his big thing.
Okay, so I knew he had a recognizable face, but if you had just said his name, I wouldn't have. I didn't recognize the name. No,
not at all. I only know because I have it in front of me. I was like trying to remember, like, isn't it, it's that guy, like yeah, he's one of those people I don't remember their name. But yeah, this is that would make for an interesting story. And I could be wrong, but as you're listening to this now, Mrs. and I talked about this recently. Is this based on a real story? Like, not like the son, but like Donnie, because he actually he got a teacher pregnant, right? Like, isn't like his teacher, like he was a student.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he had he was like a middle school student. I don't know. Let me see. Maybe.
I think this is loosely based on an actual story, because it's like a couple that she showed me, like that was. They're still together to this day. Like, she went to prison and like they're together.
Yeah, it might be kind of just like a lift of that type of story and then applying it there. But I'm looking, nothing pops up there upon my first Google search there. But
it's an interesting choice to do that.
He was in sixth grade. He's a 13-year-old wise guy. So hey, high libido for Donnie Burger.
There you go. Apparently. Now
high T.
On the we're going to go and shift things on the other end of the spectrum. And for my number five, this is one where there's a couple of like mob movies that have weddings in it. And I know you have one that you think of. I had a different one. And it's, I mean, there's a role, like, you know, a line that goes with this that everybody knows. You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding, and it's The Godfather. Because now everybody and their mother is asking for a favor from the Godfather, because he can't be denied, he can't deny you on the day of his daughter's wedding, which is like an interesting concept. I don't know if that's like, I would assume that is a real thing, or at least it was back then. I don't know if that's actually the case. It seems like something like what, like it was, you know, again, this was a book originally, so one would think that would be the case. I know you're searching for it right now, but as much as I would ask for a favor of I don't know if I'd ask for a favor. I'd be worried about the strings attached to that, just because he says yes today and he's going to follow through, but what does that necessarily turn into, and what's expected a little bit later on? Were you able to find out if it's fact or not?
So this might be from Screen Rant of May 2023 of this year. There is no indication that refusing any request on a Sicilian daughter's wedding day is an actual part of Sicilian culture. It's odd that The Godfather would portray this as authentic, because even if it were true Sicilian tradition, it would undoubtedly be an old one.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they don't really know.
Okay. Well, if it was an old one, then it makes sense that they would do that, because maybe, yeah, that the second part of that doesn't make any sense. If it's made up, then it's odd. But hey, you know what? You make up things sometimes. It's fiction. But it's very interesting. Would you ask an Italian mob boss for a favor on the day of his daughter's wedding if you were invited to the wedding?
Oh, that would be nerve-wracking. If it was just like me, myself, you know, in my current state, like, I don't know any mob bosses. So if I was just so happened to be a plus one at a wedding of a mob boss family, like, I don't think I would have the balls to be able to go up to him and be like, excuse me, Mr. Godfather, I have a favor. Can you pay off my student loans? You know, like something like that. I don't think I could do that. But if I was somehow like a patsy or like a low level operative within the crime syndicate there, you know, like maybe I would ask for something there, you know?
Yeah, I think at that point it may make things a little different. I'd still be like, oof.
It's tough, but knowing this, you have to, you know, if this is true, although Screen Rant just denied us here, you know, you go up to the Godfather, you got to feel pretty good about your chances more so than on just like your average Tuesday.
You should actually, I know we're going, yes.
It's a lot of vino that's getting passed around. He's got the happy juice in him.
This is true. You should go and pull this line on my father at the wedding and see what he says.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He doesn't have a daughter, so.
I was going to say, I think he might tell me to go fuck himself or fuck myself.
He might. I don't know. I think he's still upset with you about your Sports Center take.
I was going to say, you know, the original Esk Fryer has got quite the mouth on him.
He does.
Wash that mouth out with soap.
He got very comfortable with you guys.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff. Hopefully we can do a little chicken dance together on the dance floor or something that, you know?
Oh, my.
So, yeah, you mentioned this. I think the Godfather is a good one. We'll get to another mob one a little bit later in the program here, because they might come up. Actually, there's two that kind of come up. One's kind of like mobster adjacent, but it's kind of similar. But my number five is The Hangover. And I think you have this on your list as well here, but obviously, you want to be a part of the wedding party for this, to get into the great bachelor party, right? Obviously, rich father of the bride, who the actor, I can't remain name, who's on Arrested Development there, but he lends the Mercedes, old school Mercedes convertible that everyone rides in. The wife is very loving, very understanding. So, you know, it seems like this would be a cool couple to be a part of and actually watch unfold. Great crowd. You know, you're having lots of fun there. You know, you get to see Ed Helms there, Dr. Stu, break up with his wife. That's a great scene there. You're talking about memorable moments, you know, and then you get this great bro moment. So if you are a part of the groomsman or groom's party there, you know, you get this great bro moment of your boy Stu finally breaking away from this wet blanket.
Yeah, and the actor you were looking for is Jeffrey Tambor. Gardner.
Thank you, yes. Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah. And actually, I do have Hangover right here in this right after that would be the next movie I'm talking about. That is my number four. We do have a little bit of crossover in our top five. There's another one where we have different spots but same title. Yeah, I was actually going to bring up like Ed Helms where he goes and dumps Stu dumps Melissa, and the actress there is Rachel Harris. She is absolutely batshit. She's also in Lucifer, and she's not like she's crazy in that one, but not like an asshole like she is in The Hangover.
She does a great job of tapping into some real bitchy sides there, you know. Like, I'm tough, sure she's lovely as a person in real life, but she taps into something that is very unlikable.
Yes. Oh yeah, she's the worst. That would have been like I don't know if it's not worst brides, but like there's definitely something there. She sucks. She's the worst.
Well, she was a fiance or something, right? Or right? Yes. Or he was going to propose. That's the whole thing. So yeah. You know, that's not a woman that you want to marry.
This would be too specific, but like the worst people to have at your wedding that have been featured in movies, and like Rose Byrne's character would be one you wouldn't want to have.
Worst wedding guests. Maybe worst that's wedding more succinct. Guests. Yeah. Title. Yeah.
There you go. This is why we're a good team. And honestly, I don't think I'd want to have Alan at my wedding either, because you'd just be – I'd be worried.
Bit of a wild card, you know. He might be talking about 9/11 planes and jerking off on airlines and that sort of thing, you know. And like,
yep. Make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah, making a lot of people uncomfortable there, yeah.
Well, some would argue that I have some friends that are going to make people uncomfortable. But
some may say they already have.
The other thing, too, is There's the band that plays in this movie, which I believe plays in some of the other like wedding
old school.
Related
they
movies.
They do old school, yeah.
The Dan Band. And for years, like my dad had said, hey, you know, if you want like your wedding, like that would be kind of cool if you wanted to do that. And it's like, yeah.
Can you really hire them?
You can really hire them. If you look it up, you can book them.
That's really cool.
But dude, it's like, my dad's like, yeah, it's only $40K. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Thanks for even bringing that up. Not take out a small business loan.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know who they perform for besides celebrities, but yeah, you can actually hire them if you really wanted to save up. Start saving up now, kids.
I'm sure there's some like extravagant family on Long Island or, you know, Orange County, California that have Sweet 16 parties and brought them in right after, you know, that sort of thing. You ever, remember like My Super Sweet 16?
Yes.
Those are like 100K parties, you know what I mean? For a Sweet 16, a quinceañera or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not even the wedding. Yeah. You know? It's just a bunch of snot-nosed kids who are ungrateful.
Dude, go. I mean, you've gone through it now.
Hopped up on soda.
You've gone through it now. Like, obviously, you know, in life, you're going to if you have kids and stuff like that, you're going to plan parties and whatnot. But this is like the big, big one. I guess like the next things would be like graduations and whatnot. But dude, like I don't ever want to be part of like planning another. I don't want to plan a birthday party for myself. Like I don't, or my brother. I guess a better way to put it. Like, I don't want to do shit. Like after this, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why you earn the honeymoon right after. So just to kind of forget everything. Right?
That's true. That's a great way to think about it. We are earning the honeymoon. Maybe we should change. We got a lot done, but it's just like it's just little things. It's like
you'll be hanging out in Santorini in no time, you know?
Yes. Safe and
sipping
sound.
Sangria.
Yeah. All right. So my number three. How do we want to handle this, Wes? I have to skip my number four because we just talked about it. Do you want to just do your number four?
Okay, I'll do my number four then. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that then. And then where? Oh, you didn't have this on your. Oh, this was lower on your list here.
Yes.
Okay, so this just missed your cut, but this was my number four, The Wolf of Wall Street. You got Jordan Belfort and Naomi's Bahama destination wedding. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Again, if you're a part of the wedding party, if you're a close friend, maybe you work at the law firm. Not the law firm, the financial firm of Jordan Belfair. So you're flying down there, you're a close personal friend. It's early 90s extravagance. You're getting tons of quote unquote party favors available. You know, anything that you want to dip your nose into, they probably have. Great dancing, fun group of people to be around with, very high energy, you know. They're all kind of very bro-y. So I think the testosterone levels could tip. You might get a fight break out there. And of course, you know, the bachelor party's bananas there, but
yeah,
you know, everyone there is a millionaire. And so they're throwing money around, you know, if you're getting married, that you're getting very nice gifts, which is another thing that's going to be popping up. And when I say very nice gifts, I mean, loaded envelopes, not like crystal stemware or anything like that, you know,
you're right. Yeah.
But just fully brimmed envelopes. Did I mention the party favors? You're probably having a lot of fun there, you know?
Yeah. And then also, he meets crazy Aunt Emma.
Yes.
At that too. And it's like, you know, you're marrying into a
enjoying
family.
Enjoying the donuts too much, son.
Yeah. But for her to be like, I lived through the 60s. Like,
yeah.
So like, you know, I'm lucky that I'm marrying into a family that I love and I know a good portion of the people that are going to be at the wedding. But if you're marrying into a family and like you only know a few people or you really don't know anybody, and then you finally meet like this Aunt Emma who you heard all this stuff about, it's like, now I know who I'm going to hang out with when I go to parties. I have my person for these situations.
Now, is there an aunt in Lauren's side of the family who maybe is a little too flirtatious with you, much like Aunt Emma was? Aunt Emma?
No, thank God. That would be, I would. Thank
All
God.
Right. Well, maybe you'll meet them.
Please don't put that person. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
It's funny. You know, someone she maybe just hangs on a little too long on the kiss on the cheek, you know, leaves a little lipstick stain on there. Gives you the up and down like Joey from Friends. How you doing?
I'm thinking. I'm looking at the cast too in front of me for Wolf of Wall Street. Christine Milioti's in this one as well. So she's
is
in,
she?
She's in this. She's in Palm Springs. She's in How I Met Your Mother, and she doesn't show up until the wedding because she's there to perform there. Seems like she's big on being in weddings and movies.
All right. Well, good for her. Maybe she's got a good little thing. She's cornered that market. Good for her.
Apparently. All right. So we move up to my number three. And no wedding movie list would be complete without talking about this movie. That is Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
I have to have it on here.
Yeah, and I was surprised when I was looking through some lists. So full disclosure, this is my number one. So we're in agreement. You're number three, my number one here. But when I was looking through some lists trying to get some inspiration here, I never saw Wedding Crashers anywhere. Like Best Weddings and Movies, Google search. And I'm looking at The Ringer and Variety and all these different magazines. And I'm like, why didn't they have this in here?
Well, I think part of it could be the fact that like there's so many like you're getting bits and pieces of a bunch of weddings in these. And like with some of these that we're talking about here, like it's like Ready or Not, it's not centered as much around the wedding. Oh, you talk about Wolf of Wall Street. It's sent like there's a lot of the, you're bringing in the bachelor
there's
party
one
stuff.
Wedding. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like we're kind of handling it as like everything that's centered around the wedding, like because the wedding's not just the fucking day. Anybody?
Oh, sure.
Knows
well, I'm thinking specifically the Cleary wedding. That's the wedding that I want to go to, you know, there. More than any of the other montage scenes they have, which all look fun. You know, that's the real centerpiece wedding.
When you first saw this, were you do you recall? And then this has been a while back, but were you single?
Oh yeah, I was in high school. I wasn't getting any.
It was high school.
Any
okay.
Sniz?
Yeah, I think I would have been. I probably saw this when I was in high school. I don't think I saw it when it first came out, but I definitely thought like, whoa, like. Is this something you can actually do? Like you can actually crash weddings?
I've crashed a wedding. Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I sure have. Yeah. So it was a chef of a restaurant I was working at in Long Island at the time. Okay. Got married, but it was at this big function wedding, like warehouse, essentially, where they had like two or three different weddings going on at the same time or receptions. So there's like a couple different banquet halls, and there was just one grand hall that you could that connected all the rooms together. So we just went from one to the other and we were asked to leave pretty quickly. I don't think we even got a drink, but we did get into the reception, hit the dance floor. And then when the cameras started coming around, that's when they were like, all right, you can't leave a message for the bride and groom. They were nice. They're like, just leave.
Wow. Like,
all right. All right.
Wow. Look at you. I don't
yeah,
think
a little bit of fun. Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. I thought when I watched it, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And you like you go and like meet women and
it
like,
was very obvious. Food. you think you're just sneaking in because you're in a, like a suit and tie or something like that, but no, they recognize you pretty quickly. It was a big wedding.
Oh wow, yeah. So basically what you're telling me is Wedding Crashers is bullshit.
Well, you might be able to get away with it, but again, I think that there's a lot of plot holes in that, you know, like right when they're in the church and they're like, you know, Aunt Ned's family or whatever they say. And they're like, Aunt Ned died, you know, and they're like, oh, right. But we're saying from the, you know, there's a lot of connections there that like, there's no way that they would be able to get somehow be related to one side of the family and then be able to bang the other side of the family and then be able to get into, you know, the inner circle of the Clearys.
Yeah. And if this was like, if you're talking like a 200 plus person wedding, then I can see that makes sense where maybe you, do you know how many people were at the wedding that you tried to?
No, no way. Okay. I would say a couple hundred, maybe 100.
Okay. See,
100
yeah.
To 200.
If it's a couple hundred plus, then a couple hundred plus, I could see that being possible pulling that off because you just lose track of some people, maybe, you know, banking on there being some plus ones or whatever.
Right.
But if you're talking like 100 people or 150, like you're not like I got to imagine the moms that were involved with planning that wedding are gonna be like, who the fuck is that? They're gonna sniff you out right away.
Oh yeah. I mean, anyone who had their hands on again, heavy details, heavy organization, they're going to know this has been keeping them up at night where everyone's seating, who everyone is. You know, there's some people. Did you get it?
No, sorry.
No, I like that. That's good stuff. I thought you had like a Mr. Miyagi like moment. Just grab it with chopsticks.
Fucking annoying.
But yeah, I don't think you'd be able to fool the moms, the maid of honor, the bride. You know, they know who everyone is there. But
yeah,
I think for this Cleary wedding specifically, again, waterfront wedding reminds me of a Cape Cod wedding, even though it's got to be Maryland somewhere in the D.C. area. Elite apps, you know, we know Vince Vaughn is saying that, you know, crab cakes, baby, you know, keep them going. Elite guests. So, you know, if you're looking to make that step up in your career, if you're one of those career ladder chasers, ladder climbers, you know, that could be a good scene for you. You're getting great gifts. You're getting great gifts.
Speaking of great gifts, did you this whole thing that I've seen now and I've seen for a while that people say you should invite celebrities to your wedding because there's a chance that their assistant will just write you a check or whatever.
That's what I sent you in the group chat the other day, right? It was like a billionaire. Just, you know, send an invite to every billionaire because the chances are they'll be like, I don't know, and just send them like $500 or something.
So I don't mean to make it like I'm stealing what you had said because you did send that in the group and I saw that. Lauren has said that before. You didn't do that, right?
No. I wish I had thought of that or seen something like that before.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me thinks that, like, for me, it would be like, it wouldn't work. Like, it would backfire almost. Like, because it's a great idea.
Well, what's the worst that they would happen? Just deny you at that point?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's fair. Yeah.
There's no lose, you know? Yeah. And at best, you know, they maybe send you a check for a couple $100, a couple Amazon gift cards from Jeff Bezos.
Well, you know, yeah, I was going to say maybe we should try and send a quick invite to Matthew McConaughey then.
There we go. That's well. So the thing is, though, but you don't want anyone to upstage you as well. So you want to send it to these like obscure billionaires. You know, you don't want like a sexy millionaire with a southern accent to come in and be like, hey, yeah, all right.
Dude, honest to God, if Matthew McConaughey, I wouldn't care. Like, if you walked in the wedding, are you kidding me? Like, wait, what? Like, Matthew McConaughey showed up to my wedding? Like,
yeah, I'd be like, fuck this guy.
I would be the total opposite. I wouldn't give a shit. Now, if
like, Matt, I loved your In True Detective. You got to go.
What if Jonah Hill walked in?
Oh, no. Jonah Hill's a, first of all, loser. I wouldn't invite him to the wedding anyway.
Okay. Like,
maybe in all this body positivity conversation, I want fat Jonah Hill back. That's what I want.
So, but I guess you'd be fine. Like, in the scheme of like being intimidated or whatever, like, what?
No, I wouldn't want anyone. No, today's about me. You know, the whole notion of sending out the invite to the billionaire is not to have the billionaire actually show up. It's for them to decline the invite and then give me a monetary replacement.
That would be something. Oh, I'm wondering if I should try and figure it out. Anyways, so that's my, so Wedding Crashers is my number three. You've already revealed it is your number one. What is your number three?
My number three, kind of a newly funny movie, actually, kind of a slept on movie, in my opinion. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. So you got Adam Levine, you got Aubrey Plaza, you got, Adam Levine, Adam Devine. I always screw up those names there.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Do the same thing.
Who is it? Who's the hot guy? Zac Efron, all that stuff. The other girl from Pitch Perfect. So very funny movie, fun time. It takes place in Hawaii, another destination wedding. Maybe I wouldn't want to go there right now, but, you know, at any other point in time, I think in Hawaii would be a great place to go. They go on ATV rides where they film Jurassic Park. They have great adventures. They have family games that you can be a part of. You know, pretty standard guest list. You have just two families going there. So it's like you're not really having anything crazy, but to be able to be on the Hawaiian island and then just have like a fairly normal wedding with the exception of Mike and Dave, you know, that's just a fun time hanging out with the family, a once in a lifetime memory that you can make there. But
you have
Hawaii's the big location.
There's some interesting names on here. It looks like Camille Nanjiani's was in this. Stephen Root, who for those that name may mean nothing to most, but like the guy from Dodgeball with the goggles.
Mm-hmm. He's from Boardwalk Empire, and he's in Barry. Yeah, he does good stuff.
I don't. He's one of those people you don't know by name. And then you mentioned Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza.
Anna Kendrick, that's right. Yeah,
Sam Richardson is in this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jake Johnson is in this.
Yep, Jake Johnson's in. Yeah, it's a funny movie. They got good stuff there. So Stephen Root's the father of the bride too. So he gets to play that like, you know, buttoned up, really just like frustrated father of the groom, you know, or father of the bride. So he does that really well.
Okay. This is the only one on the list on your list that I think I have not seen in any capacity. In any capacity whatsoever. Because I think that's my boy. That's the only, I don't know if I've seen it in full. I definitely have seen some of the stuff to know the highlights, but
mm-hmm.
All right. So moving to my number two, I was pretty pumped when I saw this, when I thought of this one.
I love this pick.
I actually forgot about it. And then I saw your list as I was making mine. And then there was a pick that you had that's in your honorable mention that made me think of this. And this is Saving Silverman. This is one of those where it's like, you're going to have a great story to tell afterwards. I thought about putting this at my number one, but I couldn't, because I think that the missus would not be happy if I didn't go with my number one, because we've watched that one quite a few times together. But Saving Silverman, this is where Darren ends up with Sandy, Judith ends up with Wayne, and Judith is Amanda Peet's character. This, and then JD ends up with Coach. So you start out, you think you're going to get this one wedding, and then it's like it turns into this whole friggin' fiasco at the end of it all. But I like, this is a movie that I remember. I think I saw it like on TV at first, just like randomly out of nowhere. And it's like, this is kind of funny.
It got some good run on that TV syndication run. You know what I mean? It kind of picked up some speed. I'm not sure how well received it was in theaters, but this has kind of become a, dare I say it, a cult classic in Saving Silverman. But this is great. I love this. This was a complete oversight on my part. Not only would you probably get a great cover band, or maybe just the group themselves doing some Neil Diamond hits throughout the reception there. You'd also get just top-notch appetizers, because you just get huge nacho chips, just as many as the cheese connects to. You know, that's just one big nacho chip. So
the Amanda Peet is so fucking nuts in this movie too. I mean, she knows how to play.
She's very sexy too. At the same time, I remember being very conflicted when I watched this movie.
Yeah. Yes. And well, that's the whole thing with it's Steve Zahn plays Wayne, and he's like, just admit it. I'm like the strong man who's like, who've always needed, and you're the crazy bitch that I've always needed in my life, or something like that. And then this is after they both punch each other's teeth out.
Yeah.
Shaking them, and then gets closer and closer and closer, and then they just start making out.
So. Yeah, again, a memorable moment. I'm not sure if I would want to be in that wedding party per se, one. With the phone out, you know, and just make sure to capture everything. Yeah, that would be a fun time for sure.
I would like to attend this wedding. I would not like to be a part of it in any capacity.
My number two, which I think just got left off your list. My number two there is Goodfellas. So we got, again, another mobster movie. So great depiction of an Italian mobster wedding, even though Henry Hill, not really Italian there. He gets to cash in on the Italian adjacentness there, but lots of cash and party favors getting thrown around there. Again, the envelopes are huge. That's the big thing there. Everyone's just handing out envelopes. You don't have to worry about it. This is almost as safe as a cop wedding, because everyone there is so feared and revered and powerful that, again, they even make a note of it. They're like, we don't have to worry about this money being stolen. You don't have to worry about it here. It's all good stuff. Again, great place to rub elbows, great place to get a gift. And then, you know, this may not be the wedding for a young 20-year-old where you're getting crazy and, you know, dancing to Shout on the dance floor and everything like that. But if you're a little bit older, like, this is a very, you know, laid back, refined wedding where you can just kind of tell stories about the good old days, about the motherland, you know?
Yep, absolutely. The only thing that I agree with that. Like, it definitely would be like a nice, relaxed, definitely more my kind of speed wedding for now. The only thing is, I would feel so bad if this was like my wedding. I would feel terrible for the missus, because they're getting all this money, and that's great. But it's like, you have, like, it's not like at my wedding, you'll have known this by now. By the time everybody's hearing this, Wes, we had like a thing where you can put the cards nicely, drop them in there. In this wedding, everybody's going up and handing the bride the money, and then it's kiss on the cheek, kiss on the cheek, next person up, kiss on the cheek, kiss on the cheek. It's like, oh, I would hate to have to deal with that for like this long ass line.
Well, yeah, but you do got to go over and meet all your guests. So at a certain point during the dinner reception, you know, you got to get up and make your eat fast and make your rounds. You know, at least that's what the wife and I did.
I will have done that.
It's similar like that. You know, you don't, but you got to make small talk with everyone. It's very annoying. Actually, my one of my old fraternity brothers, I think he got married. I don't know if it was Filipino or Vietnamese. but got married to one of those women there. And so when they had their marriage and their wedding, that culture, either Filipino, Vietnamese, like they all do, it's customary for the bride and groom to do a shot with everyone at the table. And there's vodka shots like all over the table there. So by the end of it, the groom, who's like this little Jewish guy from New Jersey, is like hammered just because he has to go shot for shot with all the guys at every table there. So by the time he made the round, you know, like 13 tables, you know, you're doing 13 shots. You know what I mean? Like you're obliterated at that point. So that was a funny story that he shared with me. So hopefully you don't have to do that.
No, I'm hoping, we'll see if this bears out, but I'm hoping to not do that. Cause I want to try and like take the whole day and like,
you got to take, mental photos.
Though. I have no problem telling everybody that, and anybody who wants to get mad at me can pound sand.
At a certain point though, you got to let go, you know, you got to let loose, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
after the dinner, I would say.
I would say later on in the evening, because I want to like definitely want to. I'm not gonna not drink, but like I'm gonna wait for a bit. But anyways, but you know, for me, eating, and believe me, there's gonna be no shortage of food at this thing. Eating will takes care of it all. All right, so your number one has already been announced. My number one, I want to save because we got to do our honorable mentions, right?
Yeah, so a couple ones that I had in here was just the wedding singer. I want to give a shout out to that, although there was not one specific wedding that I would, you know, from that movie. But I would just love to hear either George sing "Do You Really Want to Hurt Me at My Wedding" or John Lovitz's. Jimmy Moore sing "Lovitz's." That's am I having a stroke right now? Jimmy Moore sing "Ladies' Night."
There you go.
He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping the benefits.
Oh man! Also, I don't getting left at the altar, like the way that was done, felt.
Oh, that's brutal.
Very. It's like talking about all these weird stories, like just. A simple, all these other things are fucking crazy. So it's like, well, you knew what you were getting into, but in this case, it's like just simply left at the altar. That I feel bad. Like that one would be really tough.
And that's a real bitch of a fiance there to talk afterwards. Yeah.
I had to jot that down because she's like, I'm still in love with Robbie from 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Not this Robbie. It's like, fuck you. I've been here the whole time.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. No. That's, you know,
she stinks.
Yeah, kick her Linda. In the curb. Right move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda.
I also had Wedding Singer. That was my 8. Goodfellas was my 9. Wolf of Wall Street was my 10. We've talked about all these. This would never have made my top 10 list. I just needed to make sure we talk about it because it's one of the most annoying weddings of all time. Thankfully, there was no sand around, so Anakin had a good time. But Star Wars, Attack of the Clones, just like all of it just feels so... Like, obviously, it's an important marriage and everything like that, and I have no issues with that, but it's just like Tatooine, it's like an escape, and they've been like, will they, won't they, for like, they've been acting like that, and then it's like, no, we will, and now we're going to get married. It's just, it's all, you know, Attack of the Clones does not age well. Put it down.
No, nothing about that does, right? And they throw a wedding in there to try. Usually that's a great unifier for fans. Everyone loves a wedding episode, for example, and on TV shows. But this one, you know, there's still too much political debate to not even out the wedding there, right?
Yeah, and also, like, they don't need to be married. Like, they can have kids together. You could have just done it that way.
That's true. So they could say that about you, too, Nick.
This...
Yeah, be careful there, you know.
Oh man.
You know, when you're pointing a finger at someone, you're pointing 3 back at yourself, you know.
Shit, you're right.
A couple other ones I have. Meet the Parents. Mm-hmm. Meet the Parents is a nice one there, albeit all craziness. Nice Long Island backyard wedding. Great altar, or how you might say, Nick, a chuppah, which was whittled by Owen Wilson. So that's a great wedding gift there. Not great to be a part of the wedding because it's all craziness. The family's crazy. But again, to be a plus one, watching the black-eyed bride, the shit-smelling wedding with the septic getting backed up, and all of Ben Stiller's antics, that would just be fun to be a part of. How about Fleur and Bill Weasley's wedding in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1?
See,
magic. Solely for magic.
Solely for magic, 100%. Like, if this was not happening in the middle of a war, and then like the whole like you find out the news about the ministry in the course of it all, mm-hmm. I would be like, this deserves to be like top 3 on my list, but I couldn't put it on because as much as I'm talking about some crazy shit, I was like, yeah, this would be a little terrifying.
It would get everything ruined, but I would say it's a beautiful love story because they just want to solidify their union before while they're still alive.
Yes. Also, it's terrifying without the good story. Unless, of course, you can just say, you know, I'm not a wizard. Like, if you're a wizard, then it's like another wedding. But
Right. That's true. Yeah. Me being a muggle.
I had conflicted feelings. That's why it's not on my list. But I do think it makes a lot of sense. Like, in hindsight, a wizard wedding would be really cool to go to.
A lot of fun. And how about Tony Montana and Elvira's backyard wedding in Scarface? It'll be a backyard wedding. It's at a Miami mansion with 80s cocaine chic written all over it. The guy's wearing a white tux. So that's pretty flashy there. He's got a tiger on display. Again, plenty of party favors at your disposal, but not a lot of love. That's why I didn't make the list there. You know, Scarface Tony Montana really incapable of loving anyone as a human. You know, they're just objects to him. So
slick back hair, and then they had
piece of shit.
I think they had sloppy steaks from Trafani's at this wedding too.
That might have been there. Yeah.
What would you do if you walked into a wedding and there's a tiger caged somewhere there, like on display?
Cage, I'm good with. This seemed like he was in kind of, you know, like a pit sort of thing, like you would see at a zoo.
So
it didn't look like really cage, but it was kind of like free roaming, free range, maybe. Exactly. And apparently, one of Tony Montana or one of Tony Montana's goons was like the real life inspiration for Tiger King, or vice versa. There was like something like that. There's some connection between Tiger King and Tony Montana and something being the inspiration there. That's what I was reading.
They interviewed the guy in,
second one, right?
It might've been the second one. They interviewed him in one of them though. I remember them talking about that. Like, yeah, it was the inspiration for Tony Montana, or like he was friends with him. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I knew there was some connection to it. So that was nice to reminded of that.
Good call. If the tiger was caged, I would still be very unsettled. But if we're talking tiger in a pit, like, why the fuck is there a pit at your wedding? Like, what?
Well, it's at his house.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'd just be worried that someone pushes you in, stumble in, a lot of things go wrong. I might leave.
Someone got pushed out of a helicopter, you know? So this seems like it's standard operating procedure for the Montana family. And to your point, while I would feel safe at a Goodfellas wedding, you know, that was a big point there, that you're almost like at a cop wedding, I would not feel safe at a Tony Montana wedding. They feel more irritable, on edge.
Yeah. Just wouldn't say shit the whole time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the cocaine. That's the reason.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got one more, right?
The 40-year-old virgin, that's really light, you know, because it's kind of a hippy-dippy wedding. It's kind of an elope style. It looks like it's in a public park. Great group of people to have fun with. I think it would be a fun time to hang out with Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen, everyone, Kevin Hart, like, all these people here, right? It's paid for and completely by toys, so that's got to be right up your alley there, all the collectibles. And you're generally happy for the couple because he's finally going to lose his virginity. I think that's a couple that you want to root for. It's a good wedding.
There you go. That's it. And speaking of couples that you want to root for, that brings us to my number one, Big Fat Greek Wedding. And Laura and I actually experienced a Greek wedding for the first time, where they do the dance at the end of the movie. Lauren actually got to do the dance at the wedding.
Is she Greek?
Lauren's not. Oh, the
no. Ooh. Okay, I was asking Lauren because now I'm seeing a theme here with the number one movie being Greek, Big Fat Greek Wedding. You're going to Greece for a honeymoon, so I wasn't sure.
That's fair. No, she when she studied abroad, she never got to go to Greece, and she always wanted. Yeah, so like that was, and I've never been out of the country, so I'm just like, wherever we want to go, cool.
You're uncultured American swine, like I was on my first European trip.
I was going to go to Portugal in 2020, but we all know what happened there. Thank God we didn't.
Stuck there. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, maybe I can actually speak the language. But anyways, so my Big Fat Greek Wedding. So we got to we experienced a Greek wedding, which was fun, and then watched it after the fact, having seen it multiple times already, both of us. And talking about a couple that like you feel for the daughter in the course of it all, because the dad is very overbearing. The whole family is insane. That wedding would be a fun time. And I'll tell you what the Greek wedding that I went to was Greek food, and it was family style. So it was kind of kind of like, I mean, you're familiar. You work in the food industry. You know Family Style.
I worked at a Greek restaurant.
You did?
Yeah, in New York. Yep.
Okay. So I think a way for people who maybe don't know, because I didn't necessarily know what the hell it exactly meant. It's like kind of like buffet style, but it's all brought to you.
Mm-hmm,
is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had octopus. They had lamb, mm-hmm, and they had this like different kind of seasoned chicken, and they had other things in there too, like some like Greek style, like I don't know if it's I think it was green beans, but the octopus was outstanding. The lamb
spinacopita,
yeah. Oh, they had spinacopita. Yep, mm-hmm, they had that. Mm-hmm. That was really good. And the lamb, dude. Oh my god, it was like it's just like a little thing on the bone, and you could just like rip it all off at once. Oh my god. I house those things.
Oh, it's good stuff there. I used to love getting anything off, you know, any sort of olive tapenade to put with your pita bread. You know, the wife and I are going to a Greek restaurant this weekend, so it's one of my favorites. Get a little Greek pizza, Greek salad.
Oh, you know what? That's it. So do you Greek pizza or Italian pizza if you had to pick?
So I guess regularly I have Greek pizza more often than not, because the local house of pizza shop down the street near us is Greek owned. So that's where we get the spinacopita there. They have some really nice white pizza options with like banana peppers, broccoli, and feta cheese. Add some chicken or steak on there, you're good to go. You know, so they do some good stuff.
That's what I grew up on though too. Is Greek pizza. Both the two pizza places in Westport growing up were both Greek on both sides of town. So
I'm okay with either. They're both really good as far as I'm concerned.
As long as it's not deep.
Yes. That's not real pizza. It's tomato pie.
And that's a conversation for another day.
Yes. And my number one was Wedding Crashers, which we already discussed there. So just to run through our top seven, I have Bridesmaids at 7. That's My Boy, The Hangover, The Wolf of Wall Street at 4. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates at 3. Goodfellas at 2. And Wedding Crashers at 1. Nick, what is your top 7?
At number 7, Ready or Not. 6, Palm Springs. 5, The Godfather. 4, The Hangover. 3, Wedding Crashers. 2, Saving Silverman. And number 1, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Which feels appropriate because right after your Big Fat Greek Wedding, you're going to be having a Big Fat Greek Honeymoon, which feels like an appropriate sequel, right? That should have been the sequel.
That should have been. They're coming up with a third one. I didn't even know there was a second one. So I don't know.
This is My Big Fat Greek Childbirth. What's the second one?
I think they're all My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and like it's My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. This because I think this next one's 3.
That's an original.
I don't care for that. Like I don't know though. I don't know how they're doing it. I can guess which characters are doing it with.
My Big Fat Threek Wedding. For the trilogy. Threek.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to work a number there.
It's better than the other one.
Mm-hmm. That could be tough because then it might sound like Freak.
Yeah, this is
and that's true. An entirely different movie.
That's My Wedding.
My Big Fat Freak Wedding. It's like, I don't know, a lot of BDSM going on there, you know, a lot of furries roaming around.
You'll see.
Oh, this is exciting stuff. Well, this has been our top weddings in movie history. All right, and I already said there's no Discharge Depot, there's no Trending Now, no Comic Book Minute. So this is it, just a meat and potatoes episode. Nick, I wish you all the best to you and your new lovely bride on your trip to Greece. I will hold the fort down as best as I can, you know. Try not to burn the place down while you're gone.
Okay.
But this will be good. And if you're listening right now, you know, Nick's in Greece. Like he's not here. He's not stateside, as they say.
This is true. Yes, I am, and I'm excited to see if you have anybody else on. I'm looking forward to listening to what goes down.
I'm taking open applications. You're officially on the hot seat, Nick. So all applications are open here. So if you got something good, you got a pitch, hit me up. CMM Podcast, you know, on Twitter, on Instagram. We're not on Instagram. On YouTube, smash the like button. Maybe I'll reply back. Maybe
open mic episode. Right on
there it is. Now we're talking. A little open mic night.
Oh man,
Nick on the hot seat here, but it was a great wedding, Nick. Thank you so much. The meal was great. The food was great. I hope you like our gift. but with that, what do you say to end a wedding episode?
Opa.